they omit under God from the Pledge of Allegiance.
I want to say I didn't watch any of those because I would vote like Scott, your host on your other show. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what he said in your episode. I don't remember what he said. He said basically he would vote for like a, I want to say like an eggplant.
Yeah, sure. He would vote for, you know, he would vote for Big Fat.
over the current president. So I don't even need to know what they say at the convention because I already know how I'm voting.
Here's the thing. This is the whole, you know, world is crazy and we're so hyper-partisan right now that everything, you know, has to have some kind of stupid spin on it and everything.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Vote for like an eggplant?
Yeah, sure. Oh, vote for Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3313, or as Scotty would say, 3313 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of October. 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and y'all, I have a huge apology to make. Big Fatty! Omeletias, Big Fatty. What the hell's an omeletia? It's an omelet person. Oh, like at the buffet? Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Your omeletias today, because y'all, Big Fatty has got egg on his face. Big Fatty, is that what that is? I thought that was that rosacea, that old man nose. No. Y'all, I am mortified. Just mortified that I forgot to remind everyone on Friday of the premiere of the supermarket sweep on Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the evening, 7 Central, on ABC. And and then it was going to have Millionaire's premiere and the return of the Card Sharks. And y'all, I just can't believe I did that. And y'all, I'm just sitting here with egg on my face. Big Fatty, thank goodness you don't like ketchup on your eggs, because then it would look like bloody eggs. Bloody eggs, vulgar. Yeah, I guess y'all, our census today is from the one and only Dr. P. He lives elsewhere. In the U.S. of A. Yes, Big Fatty with a banjo on his knee, it's true. He's a semi-lurker. He's been listening to the little show since 2013. Big Fatty, I had no idea. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. He wouldn't change a thing. He's never called the voice letter number. He has been to Pride 48 events, in Los Wages and in Nolens, and never used a special chair. As far as Sharton himself, he says, after stuffing myself with food at the Chinese buffet, a sudden urge to fart occurred on the way home. Needless to say, it was a bit more than I had expected. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, I was thinking if Dr. P, after going to the buffet, had a fortune cookie that said, you will shit your pants on the way home, Big Fatty. Those are the kind of fortune cookies I'd love to see in a restaurant. You know, just kind of like, you will shit yourself. Okay, Fanny, you'd get that one every time. I probably would. As far as the weekend goes, y'all, after I recorded on Thursday night for the little show, y'all, Thursday night I watched the Big Brother app. I don't know what else I watched Thursday night, but y'all, the old Tennessee has been eliminated. Big Freddy, poor Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Anyway, y'all, then I don't really remember a whole lot from the weekend. Y'all, I will say that Friday was hot as blue blazes, as expected. But let's see, let me think here now. Oh, y'all, you know, when I went to the Vons East on Thursday, you know, I told you that I didn't tell you about everything I bought and everything. But y'all, they had, you know, I bought those crispy fried green beans. You know, they were on sale, buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got another package of those. And y'all, as I was reaching up to get it, y'all, I saw that they had the crispy fried carrots, and so y'all, I said, well, you know what, the green beans are good, I may have to try me a carrot cowan. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. By the way, if you're keeping score at home, I save $5.29. Be ready. But y'all, for right, hey, I got my nipple walks in every day this weekend. Granny came over about 5:30. Granny was a little toddy. Big Fatty, please do not make fun of his impediments. You should not say that someone is toddy. No, as in late arriving. Oh, never mind. Anyway, he arrived and we sat and we chitter-chatted a while. And y'all, the breeze was just so nice sitting out there on the veranda. And Durwood arrived. Y'all, I thought he was probably going to show up with more food than we needed, but he didn't. He didn't. And we had it Friday at and then young Nicholas arrived soon thereafter. We had the jalapeno and artichoke dip from the Sam's Club. Y'all, it was really quite good. And we had it with we had Bugles and we had Ritz crackers and we had the radish Cowens for that dip. And y'all, we had the buffalo chicken dip from the Von's East. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Between those two dips, I did not need to trim my nose hair. We had a wedge solid. Y'all, I put two wedges on everybody's plate, and everybody's like, "That's too much." I really only needed to buy one head of lettuce, but anyway. But y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Granny bitch, because I did not cook the bafran myself. I had bought the pre-cooked bafran. We played cards a little bit. And said, none of us really knew what the other people knew as far as playing cards. So we weren't really playing. But, y'all, we were using the Raisinettes. The Raisinettes became the betting chips. Big Patty, you should have used Pringles. Y'all, it became the COVID Raisinettes. It was fun. Y'all, it was funny because Durwood won a couple of times, and he was playing, and then he kind of reached into the pot and ate some of the raisinettes. And Big Fatty, he's just, you know, it's really sad. Big Fatty, I'm writing down the title. Miss Bacon knew that, though. anyway, y'all don't really have a granny report. But you know, that's okay. Let's see what else. That was about it, y'all. The cool front moved through for right night, so y'all, I cracked the windows open, and y'all, I did have a little bit of trouble going to sleep, but y'all, once I was out, I was out, and I got up Saturday morning and just looked for my camisole, but I didn't find it. But anyway, Saturday was just a lovely, day. Y'all, I had hinted last week that there may be visitors coming into Charleston for the day, and y'all, it happened. It was none other than Alex and Brandon and their friend. I said his name was Sven from Sweden, but y'all, it's Laws from Larry Land. Well, I think Laws is Swedish for Larry, but anyway, and y'all, we met and had a lunch out downtown, and y'all, we were out. It was on the water, and we were outside, and we were at the end table, so there wasn't anybody close to us at all. Y'all, I had some gumbo, and I had okra fries. Fatty, you know Okra loves bread. No, that's Oprah. Oh, never mind. y'all, then they had come to town. Brandon's computer had to go to the Apple snack store, and you know it's closed for retail, but it is still open for the when your computer shits itself. Fatty, so he dropped it off, and they were able to fix it. And y'all, they went and they bought some odorous cheeses from the odorous cheese shop. Excuse me, ye old odorous cheese shop. And y'all, then they I gave them the address here at the villa, and they had never seen the villa, so they stopped by for a few minutes. And y'all, they brought me a little housewarming gift of some cute little cocktail napkins. And y'all, then they brought me a candle. And y'all, the scent is a tobacco. And y'all, it smells so good. Big Fatty, smoke them if you got them. And y'all, it's, the house just smells wonderful from that. I think Alex said, Oh, your house smells so nice. I said, it's the cinnamon brooms that Miss Weststone is afraid to purchase for judgmental purposes. And anyway, they left, and before they left, young Nicholas arrived, and so he got to meet them and all, and they left, and I told young Nicholas, I said, all right, you got two choices. You can either stay here by yourself, or you can head out, or you can go on a nipple walk for me. He says, really, I only have two choices, because I'm not going on a nipple walk. Ready? and y'all, was locking up, and I looked down, and I said, oh, young Nicholas, don't forget your vest here. And he goes, that's not mine. y'all Laws from Larry Land. Y'all, he had left his vest with his cellular telephonic device in it. So I had to send a testimonium to Alex and to Brandon and said, well, it wouldn't have done any good to send one to Laws because he didn't have his phone. And said, Laws has left his vest. I will leave it on the front porch because I'm out on a nipple walk. And so, y'all, they had to turn around. They were probably 30 minutes, maybe not quite 30 minutes up the road, but they were up the road anyway, and they came back and picked it up, and I finished my nipple walk and everything. And then Saturday evening, I can't remember what I did Saturday evening. Y'all, I think I just watched the TV machine. I think I watched the Atlanta Braves get the ass beaten. And then I watched something else. I don't remember what it was, but had the windows open Saturday night also. Again, a little bit of trouble. Y'all, when you open the windows, the humidity inside the villa goes up. And so that's problematic. It's cool, but it's more humid. But I slept well once I did. Y'all, I did turn the electric camisole on both nights. And so I may have gotten too hot because, you know, I hadn't been used to that. So I may just turn it on my tootsies Sunday night. And y'all, I got up Sunday morning and read the paper. Y'all, I was unable to complete the five puzzle Sudoku. I did go out on the nipple walk. And y'all, I'm happy to report that the count of the gay crema decorations is up to 206. Big fatty, 206. And we'll probably get one or two more counts before the gay crema. But y'all, I do have more pictures to put up all this week and next week. So I hope you're enjoying those. And y'all, then old Veda stopped by. I had to sign his ballot. And y'all, I forgot to tell you last week, yes, Big Fatty, about supermarket sweep. No, and I sent my ballot back in. And y'all, I went on and checked it online. And it has been received as of Tuesday. So there you go. I've done my civic duty. Yes, Big Fatty, you voted for an eggplant. But Veda stopped by. Y'all, he wanted to borrow my Instapot. Y'all, I can't stand the damn thing. I said, you may permanently borrow it, and if I ever need it, I'll let you know, but just don't worry about returning it. Y'all, he did that. I signed his ballot, sent him on his way, and then he had to go buy a kitty litter. Oh, Big Fatty, the kitties will be shitting it up tonight. It's true. And and then we're going to record the LFC, and then I'll have a little supper, watch me a little 60 minutes, and then, of course, watch the supermarket sweep. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Really, that really, you didn't do fucking shit this weekend, did you, Big Fatty? No, not really. Oh, Big Fatty, I must apologize for my my vulgar language there at the end. I thought you had cut the micro hoist off. No, I hadn't. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely morning. Morning? Big? Poor Big Granny, you ought to switch it over to the downtown music, but we don't have time. I hope you... Oh, y'all. Y'all, it's, when they tell you it gets better, it doesn't. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus or the Fold Plus. And Adam, who are you voting for?
Vote for like an eggplant?
Yeah, sure. Vote for Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, vote for Big Fatty. He's America's favorite eggplant.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.